With encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, this is Abounding Grace. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, our chance to get together for a few minutes each and every day that we might be encouraged in Christ. Now, won't you take a moment and join us? We're brought to you in part through the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Here now is our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for being with us for another edition of Abounding Grace. If you were with us yesterday, you know we picked up in our study of Psalm 46. Psalm 46 is a very powerful psalm presenting to us essentially the almighty and ever-present power of God in the midst of a shakable, disturbed world that never seems to be settled. The Lord comes to us and he pictures himself here and represents himself as our bulwark that never fails, our fortress, our one refuge to whom we can fly in this world that is shakable and on shaky ground when all sorts of uncertainties are all around us. You remember yesterday, we looked at that. This is what the psalmist had learned to see in light of his trials and in light of his circumstances. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. As you hear those words being read to you, we can come to the strong conclusion here that there is never a situation of time on this earth when this shelter is not open for you to come. And we can picture here the psalmist searching and finding this one place of refuge in this dark world. Notice that the psalmist connects this here to two things. He not only is our refuge, but also is our refuge and our strength. He not only is a refuge to whom we can come and receive shelter and protection, but he also is our strength. He provides for us the inner strength we need to face the trials and the calamities that come upon us. This is exactly what Paul called us to see in this Christian life, that there is no reason to be anxious about anything, but instead in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. So in other words, come to him as your refuge. And he will do what? What's the promise there in Philippians chapter 4? Guard your hearts and your minds, giving you this peace that surpasses all understanding. And so notice here, he is a help in troubles, all kinds of troubles. I suppose there are many things that today produce these troubles. The unexpected death of a loved one, and then the questions of now what? Sickness and suffering of a child, the loss of a job on a social and economic level, an earthquake wiping out millions, a plague again like the bubonic plague that wiped out half of Europe's population in 1348. They say that we're on the threshold again of something similar. And what if cancer or AIDS, all these things, these people, these horrible diseases and people are dying from them? For years, they've said that half of California is simply going to fall into the ocean because of the tectonic shifts. And I used to be on that place where California was supposed to fall. Now they don't believe that. But new infestations of insects are a huge concern to the point of great fear that much of the world's crops are in danger. The collapse of an economy, the horrors of war, all of these things going on, there really is no way to prevent. We lock our doors at night. Really, what this tells us is that we are living in fear. We're living in quicksand. All these things tell us in the sad life that nothing is sure. Our teeth are on the edge. From an earthly point of view, there's absolutely nothing certain in this life. I mean, you're not even certain whether you will go home today. We could be called, like Jesus said, fool, this night your soul may be required of you. Then whose will these things be? But there are certain times in life when these awful tragedies become a reality. And when they do, there appears to be no answer, right? What we know because of this thing that has happened, the former way of life now has ceased to exist the way it was. And you see, the psalmist had come to learn that in all of these things, God alone is the only source of strength and the only refuge. But the sad reality, at least living in the United States, is that we're always creating false securities. We're putting our confidence in military might or all these other things that we have, in money, in accounts, in our retirements, and we're concerned and we treasure up these things in concern and fear. Just as Jesus said, they lay up plenty of goods for years, saying, eat and drink and be merry. In other words, I will store up to have security in this life. And our government provides all of this. They know that fear and anxiety will hinder progress and development. And so people put their security in all sorts of things, social status, what they do in the community, some in family, some in their homes. All of these securities at the end will be building a house on the sand. What happens when these things are taken away? I'll never forget Bunyan's description of trying to enter the kingdom of heaven. He said, I went to this hole in the mountain of God, and it was so small that I kept going back and dropping off all these things that I would not let go of, all of these securities, and he kept going to the hole. Finally, he says, I managed to push my way through the hole and into the wall and squeeze to the other side of the mountain, but I had to realize all of the securities of this life I had to leave behind, and I came in naked. And then he described that being that little hole, that little way is Christ to the road of everlasting life. You see, in the United States, we've done well in producing one of the most luxurious nations ever to exist. We have the best of medicines. We can numb the pain. We can heat our seats and cars now. We have all of these things, Xboxes, MP3 players, video games, iPods, and so on. It just goes right down the list. And really, this is a pursuance of hedonism. All of this has left us numb. Now listen to this, my friends, and you get the whole message today. All of these things, these securities, these false securities, have left us numb to what the psalmist is here speaking of. All of these things are trying to numb the real reality. All of these things are building up to cover a grand fear that we have. The world lives in fear. And so it's constantly laboring to dull and to cover this fear. And how do you cover it? You numb it with pleasure. You see, even this day, today with death, you've heard me reference before on the radio that years ago, the old Christian families in the 16th centuries and the 17th centuries, they would place their dead open caskets in the living rooms to teach their children what it meant. Today, we've gone from funeral services to memorial services to closing the casket, and now it's just a celebration of the person's life. All of this very telling that we're in denial. Death is an enemy, isn't it? Jesus wept over Lazarus, didn't he? Death is a horrible enemy. It is conquered in Christ. We have victory in Christ. Oh, death, where is thy sting? But the point is that we are in denial. And that we are looking for dependability in things. And so we're constantly creating something new with the hope that it will fill the very void and fear that lies behind the pursuit. But the psalmist learned something far different. Though, listen to this, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. What is the psalmist doing here? Well, the psalmist is describing for us the worst possible natural disaster that could occur. So bad is this earthquake that the mountains are hurled into the heart of the ocean, and the water produces this massive tidal wave that wipes away the lands. And though the very sturdy and the firm mountains that appear can never be moved and shake with its swelling, he says, we will not fear. Though they shake and they swell, you see what he's saying here. Even the most secure thing that I think is secure is not. Even that will crumble. You know, today, at least in our area, look out over Mount Baker. A towering, beautiful presence, isn't it? If we have a clear day, it's just radiant, solid, and grounded. What could happen to Mount Baker? The psalmist is saying, even that is not sure. The whole thing could crumble. And he confesses, if it did, if it was hurled into the San Juan Islands tomorrow, I will not fear. What a perspective, isn't it? What a perspective in a perspectiveless and crumbling world where there is no real security. You see, the Christian has come to this realization. He's come to a firm confidence that though everything in this life falls apart, though I lose every dollar in the stock market, whatever it may be, though everything around me crumbles, even those things which I think never could, there is one who cannot be shaken. There is one who is above the creation. Who is so the Lord of creation and history that what he has determined from the end, from the beginning, does not escape him, but he is in control. Everything that he causes to happen has a purpose. Everything that happens in this life is working for the good to those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. The psalmist had to learn that everything of this world has no firm foundation. We have to learn this today in a society that seeks to fill us with all of these things to take our eyes away from the fact we are on shaky ground. But the psalmist had come to live in full trust and in full confidence in the one who is the foundation and who has ordered all of these realities that we might come to know his exceeding power and glory in Christ Jesus our Lord. Elizabeth Elliot lost two husbands. Commenting on this, so many of you will know Elizabeth Elliot, many of her writings. Commenting on this psalm, Psalm 46, it had a big, huge, profound impact upon her in light of her trials. She said this, "Everything that seemed most dependable has given away. Mountains are falling, the earth is reeling. In such a time, it's a profound comfort to know that although all things seem to be shaken, one thing is not. God is not shaken." That is the hope today. In our Lord Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man, he is the only foundation in this foundationless world. Do you know him? Come to Jesus today and know what it means to live in full comfort and full security that all things that come to pass are working together for the good to those who love him and who are called according to his almighty and ever-perfect purpose. Are you weary of shallow spirituality and empty Christianity? We need a return to the biblical word preached, the meat of the word, that we might grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is our desire at the Linden United Reformed Church, to preach Christ in season and out of season, to fill you with the words of life. Join us this Sunday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The website is lindenurc.com, or you may call 318-0429. Thank you for joining us, and may the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.